Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. After beginning his search for a career as a chef with his enrollment many years ago at the Johnson & Wales Culinary School in Charleston, South Carolina, before it moved to Charlotte, our next guest went on to experience success at restaurants in Savannah, New York City, and Hong Kong. Now, he's back in the Lowcountry, running the kitchen of one of the area's top-rated restaurants in its new location. Wes Long is the executive chef at the Harbor Club at West Edge in Charleston, South Carolina, where he joins us from now. Wes, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much.
First of all, give us a little bit more information about you and your career and how you ended up back in Charleston.
Sure, no problem. Been cooking since I was a young teenager. Really enjoyed it from the beginning and decided to further it and go to culinary school and ended up in Charleston in 2001. At that time, I didn't really know the future of Johnson & Wales, but they were in the process of closing that campus. So I bounced out and stayed with Johnson & Wales, but went to Denver, Colorado, got my degrees and decided to move on and started traveling around the country, cooked in Savannah, cooked in Beaufort, South Carolina, and then went up to New York City for a number of years. Had a really great time, learned a lot from a lot of really cool chefs and a lot of cutting edge stuff at that time. And then was the executive chef at Hudson Clearwater in the West Village. After about 4 years, I just got extremely New York burned out, decided to take my skill set abroad and open a series of restaurants in Hong Kong. Stayed there for 5.5 years. My wife, she's from France, Paris. So Jenna and I decided we were going to make our way back to the U.S., but by way of Paris. So I picked up a consulting gig in Paris for about a year or some change and then wanted to come back home. And a good friend of mine put me in contact with the president and founder of B&G Hospitality, and they were reopening or relocating what is now the Harbor Club at West Edge. It's a club that's been open for 25-plus years, and we're on the 7th floor of a brand-new, amazing building here on the West Edge development in Charleston.
Give us your opinion on what will the restaurant landscape look like a year from now?
I think eventually this will soften. The poaching, as you mentioned, kind of just headhunting other restaurants, that's just kind of the new norm, even without the COVID. On top of that, now we even have people who are just comfortable, collecting because they're doing better than they can in some stations. Maybe their skill set doesn't allow them to be on the higher end of the pay scale, so the unemployment actually works out in their favor with their skill set. So, people not coming back or not coming off, it's been really tricky. I think in the future, I think you're going to see probably an increase in wage, probably across the board. And then with your training, if there's all these new certifications, people are going to start taking these certificates and it's just going to translate into money. And maybe you'll see an increase in price, all these new supplies. It's not cheap. Hand sanitizer, as we all know, is not cheap. Single-use gloves, single-use face masks, single-use menus. I think it's eventually going to be reflected in prices. I think it has to. I think fine dining, which was on its way out, if you ask me, might make a resurgence in terms of, hey, we're paying big money. I think, we might go back to the days of where we used to dress up to fly, I think some changes like that are going to happen in the restaurant where, white linen is replaced it's turned down and clean. And, I think you're going to see a lot of those big steps of service kind of come back through.
Do you see any trends, maybe tips going by the wayside and employees being given sick leave?
Absolutely. Yes to both those things. Tipping is only really big in the U.S. It's really the only country that really depends on it. In Hong Kong, for example, good servers make the same as good cooks. And we're obviously not the greatest in terms of paid leave in the U.S. And I hope that changes.
Are we going to see a shrinkage in the number of restaurants? Are there going to be a lot of fatalities?
The mortality rate for restaurants is already terrible. It's one of those industries that has always had a fast death rate. I think the average is like 90 days. I mean, there's been restaurants that opened here in Charleston that closed within weeks because they weren't properly staffed even to open their doors in the first place, and that's before COVID. I think you're definitely going to see restaurant closures. Mom-and-pop restaurants, it really all depends on a lot of the landlords. But I think you'll see some openings, too. There's young money out there. And I think it'll come back. I don't think it'll ever be that giant bubble of, like, a restaurant opening every 5 minutes in every town. Too many restaurants, not enough cooks type scenario. That's never good.
Well, Wes, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Of course. I appreciate the invite.
Wes Long is the executive chef at the Harbor Club at West Edge. He spoke to us by phone from his office in Charleston, South Carolina. We will have a link to the club posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, or you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.